Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Didn't have a real good chance. My stuff kept disappearing on me, and I didn't know what was wrong with it. And you know, I keep trying to tell you youngsters that all these gadgets and gadgets, man, will mess an old man's mind up. But either way, I'm here. Won't be here for long. I didn't put but an hour in, so hopefully I can get away with it, doing it like this for the night. But as soon as I put it in, a little of my show come up. I was trying to discover how to work with something. My show wasn't supposed to start till 7 o'clock, but every time my information gets erased, you know, I kind of get ticked off, because, you know, it ain't supposed to do the old soldier like that. What I was doing, I was telling a little short miniseries. I keep telling y'all I am getting ready to start blogging. And so I'm practicing up, I'm dealing it up, and I'm going to be dealing it out. Yeah, that's what it's all about. I'm going to be dealing it out. Yeah. So, like I always have said, let's get it on. Yeah, Marvin Gaye, put some Marvin Gaye on. I didn't even have a chance to start my little music up. Let me go in there and pull some music up and see what we can do about this here. Because, boy, I was finna get real upset. Hang on a sec. Let me close this out and pull this up. And we gonna hear a little taste of music. Depending on what comes on first, what comes up first. My YouTube page ain't really set up the way I want it. So I'll have somebody in here in a little while. That's what I was working on. That's the reason I was running so late. It's almost 6:30. So, I'm going to give y'all a little fun tonight, and we're going to take it to the river. Wash me off. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, man, that social media is a booger. I come back home, man, my mailbox is full again. So, I told somebody I was going to stay up late tonight. I don't know. But ain't no party like a bun-time party. Wait till I get this music started. I'm going to tell y'all what the show is going to be about. Yeah, man. I was like on a roll. Just call me. Jelly, don't jam, don't shake like that, man. I've been working trying to get this stuff up and about so that I can get my Sunday morning show started Monday evening. Mr. Robert Petrie Sunday is going to be on. I got to call and verify that and get other things set up. I got to call, man, there's a lot of things going on, y'all. And, well, I'm sure a lot of you all this aware. But, see, I'm trying to reach a lot of those folk that really just don't care. You know, ain't my business. I still don't vote. All of them folk there, I'm trying to reach, y'all. See, because I'm telling you, it's simply because I got youngsters, you know. And then I look at all my little young nephews and stuff that's trying to do something, man. They trying their hardest, man. I got young nephew, God dog me, been in business for almost 20-something years, outside of being in their career and stuff like that. You know, trying to keep doing the right thing, do the right thing. Man, ain't no time for no lot of big old setbacks, you know. We got some leaders coming up. I don't know whether a lot of you all been looking at it or not, but we got some, I don't know what they call, I don't know whether young Republicans and young Democrats and stuff for the future, man, them young dudes look so good. You see six or eight of them together, man. And if you are not down on the game, you know, you'd be shocked. You know, get close to them and listen to what they're talking about. Man, they talking about stocks, bonds, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you just have to keep it real, y'all. See, if you had expectations of me when I, you ain't my parents. But, you know, maybe I would have turned the other corner and not the other corner. Yeah, y'all will catch that in a minute. But, you know, we all trying to pray for the best and all of this and stuff with all this mess going on. But you know what? God likes people when they start taking actions, y'all. You know, prayer helps. Now, you ain't talking to somebody who don't believe in prayer. If any of y'all listening have ever heard anything about Billy Parnell, being an atheist or anything like that, ain't now one of them. Partner, I remember I called myself in a Catholic church one night. I was leaving the hospital. So God dog me messed up in the head behind them peanut butter towels and stuff, them doctors that gave me. I know all of y'all remember that little Catholic church that used to be right downtown next to H.L. Green there, I'll tell you. Yeah, I sat in there a long time one night. The rabbi, the minister, whatever they call it, almost the pope, I don't. He come out there two times and so asked me how I was doing. He said, all that blood on my bandages and stuff, man. You know, I tell him, oh, I'm all right. I'm all right now. You know, oh, boy, look at him. You talk about we walk in a house of worship anywhere, don't care what denomination it is. I go in a Muslim temple and said, Salaam Alaikum. Or whatever it takes to get in, partner. I'm here to tell you. Y'all can be wild about who's helping you and arguing about it. Why you arguing and yipping over y'all the same? Maybe one gets a little more better because that's his natural religion. I will pray anywhere. And tell them folk this there, y'all come on, pray with me. Pray for me, you know. So it's all about belief and faith, y'all. You know, y'all know how I am. Yeah. Anybody, tell you in a minute, pray for me. And in public, in the middle of the street with traffic.
It's prayer time everywhere. And I want you to know. When we travel across the country, I see and I hear so many tragedy and trouble. I get letters in the mail. I have men and women stop me. Say, Reverend, pray for me. Pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my daddy. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just upped and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress, and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So who
Bless us and we'll bless you back. We'll tell the
Now, if that didn't hit you hard enough, let me just back up with this one here, because, Lord have mercy, y'all, we need all the help we can get. Because we let somebody else's water take us to glory. Don't even have a chance to fight back. Because we fight somebody else's life, which is wrong. Because it ain't no good for you.
Talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. And the backslider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. Trying to encourage. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Because sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. Say you've been sick. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian said,
money right now. And I'm not on the Can I get a witness, Jesus?
They kept on talking. Oh, how you can talk. The man said, I got a habit. See, you got a habit? Everybody got a habit.
Christian can't tell me. Oh, I wish y'all helped me sing.
Out of work. Tell me about it.
Y'all believing in the music. But let me tell you all something about it. I'm looking at this cash figure on my web page, y'all. So, what it's all about is we need to generate some confidence in ourselves, and we always, no, I didn't say sometimes, I said always, have this tendency to wait on somebody else to start our battle for us, or even sometimes finish it. All I'm saying is, sometimes you need to start your own battle. A lot of the times you need to at least fight some of your own battle. And all of the time you need to get accolades for trying to win your battle, not just get in the fight, just because it's enough to say, well, at least I got in there. That's not it. Have a purpose. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about no whole lot of physical stuff. I'm talking about even mentally sometimes. When someone won't let you in their store because you're black, won't let you in there, boycott the sucker. Because, you know, there's rules and regulations against not letting you in a store. But if you don't never question that, then shit, you're going along with the program. You're a part of the problem. It's all of that in a bag of chips. Because we just want to know that we're not in it by ourselves. Excuse me. I know you understand what I'm saying, but the dialogue is not the way you want to hear it. Yeah, you want to hear something that was going to be translated to you like you're a big-time player because you got into a fight that you started in the first place. No, that's not going to happen. Let's get it on the real tip and just say you started the fight, you threw the first rock. You should have been out there longer than what you were. So, all I'm saying is you cast the first stone. Oh, Lord, let me find you all another song. I am so sorry. But we're going to try this one because, you know, I've been so far. Stop that.
Oh, my God.
about you tonight. But I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him, hallelujah. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there. I can say just like that old mother said that night. I don't feel no way, God, Lord. I've come too far from where I started from.
Somebody else. Okay. Okay, let's do this then.
To be here tonight, and I'm grateful for Jesus Christ and for what he means to me, and I don't know how I got here on Indian night, but I'm here. I'm so grateful today because I can say that I have Christ in my life, and at the early age of 9 years old, I gave my heart to Jesus. My father was what we call a bootleg preacher. He didn't want to own up to being a preacher. He was in Bible college, and he never wanted to be a preacher. He was a businessman. And nevertheless, the Lord kept talking to him. And once the Lord puts a hook in your jaw, you can't escape. And I remember him being invited to a little church about 60 miles out from Los Angeles, where we are from. And this was a little church, the kind of church that even had a little outhouse in the back. And there was no musician there or anything. And my dad didn't know whether it was the Lord's will for him to be there, because he didn't want to be a preacher anyway. And they said, oh, this is our pastor. And they wanted him so much to be the pastor of the little country church after hearing him speak that afternoon. And time went on, and my uncle, which is a presbyter of Southern California, asked him, he said, Ben Crouch, why don't you go out there and just kind of get the church organized? He said, well, Ben, if the church doesn't have a musician, I'm going to pray, if God wants me to be there, I'm going to pray that God will give Andre the gift of music so he can play for the church. And I had just accepted the Lord at the age of 9, and I was about 11 years old at the time. And my dad calls me up out of the audience and says, Andre, if God were to give you the gift of music, would you use it for his glory? I said, yeah, Daddy. And then he prayed for me right there. And 2 weeks later, he said, okay. Here you are. He just set me up on the piano. I began to play. And I had a bad stammering problem. I couldn't say over 3 words without either kicking somebody or pounding the floor or something like that. And I wanted so much to express myself. And I was so grateful for the gifts of music and how God had touched my life. And right there, I knew that God was going to use me. I was just sharing with Brother Graham how, watching some of the telecast, how I was so blessed. And I said, oh, if I could just sing and people would be there and find Jesus, you know. And it just impressed my life and put a, just really enriched my life at a very early age. And now God has taken us to about 40 different countries of the world. And I've seen him do so many miracles. How 3.5 years ago, I was sick unto death, and I found Jesus Christ to be a healer. And I tell you, he's everything. And I'm just trying to tell everybody, all the young people especially, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. You'll never regret any moment that you've given your heart to Jesus. And a song that he's given me after a hard time in my life, a particular time I thought I couldn't sing, I thought I couldn't smile, but he gave me this little song, and I trust that it should be a blessing to you.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that all my trials come to only make me strong. Places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times when I felt so all alone. But right there in my lonely hour, it became a precious lonely hour. But Jesus let me know that I was his own.
Yeah. should not share this code with anyone else, and no one from Google will ever ask for this code. Your code is 5-8-3-2-8-6. Again, your code is 5-8-3-2-8-6. Goodbye.
I got 90 seconds. And guess what? I'm out of here. That's what it is. That's what it is. I just can't say it loud enough. I didn't get enough calls in anyhow. So let me call on somebody else. And tell y'all one thing or two, because I got one, no, not even a full minute. So, y'all have a great day, and that's just the bottom line today. Y'all be good, and I'm going to holler. Good night. Bye.